WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate's still voting in an overnight session that is dragged into a morning session. Republican leaders buying time as they search for ways to secure enough support for President Trump's massive spending plan. The president today is set to visit what's become known as Alligator Alcatraz, a detention center built on the site of an old airport in the Florida Everglades. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says it will eventually be able to hold about 5,000 people.
It's a massive runway, and, you know, there's not a lot of buildings out there, but there's a lot of concrete. And so these guys set up this whole thing within a matter of days.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will be in the United States next week for talks with senior members of the Trump administration. Officials in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, say the suspect in the ambush killing of two firefighters this week had wanted to be a firefighter himself. They also say he was a transient who was living in his car. This is ABC News.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. All eyes are on the Capitol today as the Joint Finance Committee takes up some of the biggest things in the state budget. That includes the UW system and the Department of Children and Families, the umbrella for child care counts. Child care counts is extra funding sent directly to child care providers that began during the pandemic, and today it's expired. Providers are now operating without government funding they've gotten for years. A study from the Institute for Research on Poverty shows almost 900 child care centers across Wisconsin could close without that funding. Ruth Schmidt is the executive director for the Wisconsin Early Childhood Association.
We are hearing lots of programs that are closing. We are hearing programs that have already been sharing with families that they're going to be increasing their rates by up to 25% a month.
Speaker Robin Voss has said he does not support giving child care providers funding. Instead, he wants to give payments directly to families. Meanwhile, Governor Tony Evers has said child care counts is a deal breaker. He said he won't sign a budget without it. Now, after negotiations have gone on this long, Schmidt is hoping child care funding is in the budget in some form.
If that's not done, our state will pay in all sorts of additional ways down the road. We will pay in terms of a need to pay for remedial education to help kids catch up. We will pay for a lack of social emotional skills and brain cell development that happens in early learning programs that kids cannot compensate for later on. We will pay with higher rates of reliance on public assistance down the road.
Initially, Wisconsin child care centers got about $20 million per month from child care counts. Later, that was reduced to $10 million a month. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks are losing Lopez. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, NBA free agency. After seven seasons, including one NBA championship, Brooke Lopez is leaving the Milwaukee Bucks. The 37-year-old center has agreed to a two-year contract with the Los Angeles Clippers worth $18 million. While with the Bucks, Lopez improved his three-point shooting and leads with the most block shots in franchise history, second only to Giannis Antetokounmpo. Three other players returning to the Bucks: shooting guard Gary Trent Jr. agreeing to a two-year deal worth $7.5 million, which doubles what he made last season in Milwaukee. Guard Kevin Porter Jr. agreeing to a two-year deal worth $10.5 million. And forward Taurean Prince also signing a two-year deal with the Bucks worth $7.1 million. All three having next year as a player option. Baseball, the Brewers opening a three-game series tonight against the Mets in New York. Freddy Peralta on the mound against the Mets' Clay Holmes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low to mid 80s this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear will drop to the mid 60s. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
The Joint Finance Committee was leaked that they intend to cut $87 million from the UW system budget. And so we put this out on our socials last night, and today the Joint Finance Committee decided to pull that from the agenda. Because apparently, from what I'm told, Republican legislators got a lot of calls. When the truth is disseminated and people react, results can happen.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app, The Maggie Dawn Show.
Indy Duttagupta, he is with the Center for Law and Social Policy.
The Trump administration's agenda is reducing economic growth. The programs that they're proposing cutting, like Medicaid and SNAP, especially for kids, actually more than pay for themselves. So we are really looking at a tough long-term economic outlook entirely created by the current policymakers.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 to 6 p.m. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll continue to monitor the budget process both in D.C. and Madison. And what's worse for the holidays, ketchup or mustard? Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
When the chips are down and democracy's back is up against the wall, two radio veterans step up to the microphone to right the wrongs, standing for truth, justice, and just because. To say what needs to be said, it's John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX.
And a very good morning to everyone. It is a beautiful sunny day so far.
Yes.
John and Gordy in the morning on WMDX 92.7 and also on your Civic Media app. Check it out there. Also, text us if you'd like to just throw your two cents into the program. Plus, you can also voice note us, which we're desperate to get more of them because we have some really lousy ones that we constantly play on this program. So if you
from Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. I just wanted to tell John real quick shut his yap.
Yeah, these are just test notes. That's all. We were just testing it out, yeah. and those are the only ones that exist.
That's what we.
But now we have one.
We have several.
Well, yeah, we have several. Yeah. Matt has a good one.
Yeah. Do we have? I don't think we have
that black hole noise. Is what happens inside Trump's head every second of every day.
I love that.
Thank you, Matt. 7 minutes past the hour. Happy July. Hey, it's the first day of the new month. Beautiful sunshine this morning, and it looks like it's going to stay bright and sunny all day long. Right now, 63 degrees on the official WMDX thermometer outside our window here overlooking State Street. And
I do have an idea. I think we should put that black hole noise underneath.
Yeah, I like that idea. That is a good idea.
Let's do that.
Lead into it with that sound first, and then have Matt come in and then just
incorporate that.
It was very creepy. Yeah. Okay.
It was scary, yes.
That's scary.
It scared Brittany.
It scared Brittany?
Yeah.
Did it?
It did.
I think that's why she's not showing up for most of these.
Yeah, she's off today.
She's off, yeah.
Well, it's that time of year. You know, you get into July and people start taking vacation days, personal days, and sick days, and this day, that day. They're gone they're here.
Being in radio, I never had those options.
No, being on the air, we don't get many of those options.
But, that's right.
But
we're very busy in the summer normally, personal appearances, all affairs,
signing autographs.
Yeah, signing autographs. Yeah.
Do all that stuff.
Now, TV guys do that.
Oh, yeah.
Not radio guys.
Yeah. That's right. TV people haven't made.
Everybody does
everything for them. They just show up, for a couple 20, 30 minutes, and then they're gone.
This is the dirty background story about TV people.
They do. They have it made. They have assistants running around getting them coffee and donuts. People doing their makeup for him, buying him wardrobe items. Yeah.
It sounds like from experience here, Gordy.
Oh, yeah. He's picking up all the trash.
Yeah, I was in TV for about 30 years altogether, and that was enough. It was way too much, actually. But back to radio, back where, you know, it really matters. You know, this is a better medium.
I agree.
All the way around.
Yeah, this is where it's at.
Get more truth, less happy talk. Remember Happy Talk?
No.
I mean, were the days.
Just anything positive is gone in history. Right.
Now there's no more Happy Talk.
Now it's just depressing. One depressing thing after the day. Not only is it depressing, but we try to package it in a very smiley-faced way.
Hey, well.
But we gauge which horror story is least horrific.
That's right.
So, are the stories we bring you each and every morning.
Exactly. That's what we try to do.
Doug said, "Have you thought about getting an auto pen to sign your autographs?"
We already have that, Doug. Thank you. Did that. Okay. Call us 608-879-8255. Let us know what's going on in your world this morning. The Senate has been up all night doing whatever they're doing with this big, beautiful, bastardized bill as they try to figure out how to sign it and then run out of town and hide. They still haven't figured that out yet.
The sad part, I think, is that the media seems to love this.
I guess.
I don't know why they're making a big deal about it.
Mm.
It's just a nightmare. They can't get anything together. What is on the table sounds horrific. and is setting this country back like 50 years like that once they pass it.
Once they pass it, it'll be all on the Republicans.
Yep. But then it'll be on the Democrats to try to recover.
Come back with something.
After this. And we're being told at least 10 or 20 years to recover from what has already been done. You know, China's filled in all the spaces that we left.
Yeah.
Especially with USAID.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're doing a lot of foreign aid, a lot of reaching out to underdeveloped countries. And, that's what happens. That's what's happening. 12 minutes past the hour. Do we have a what's worse or what's happening or what's which would you rather? What are we going to do? What is the name of this thing?
Would you rather?
Would you rather?
Let's do some would you rather.
All right, let's try this.
All right, first question.
Okay.
Would you rather have eyes that can capture everything on video or ears that can record all sounds? Which one would
Tom, you stay up way too late at night coming up with these things.
This was at 10:30 p.m., so no sleep here.
Well, you know, pretty soon you'll be able to wear a pair of glasses that will record everything you're seeing.
Yeah.
That is true.
Snap photos.
Really?
Videos.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it'll record it to your phone. You don't have to carry your phone with you, but it Bluetooths it into your phone, and you record a whole bunch of stuff. So, I don't know. I guess I'd go with... whatever I hear is recorded. Because a lot of times I want to go back and hear a song, and I'm thinking, what was that?
Yeah.
And if I could just go back and rewind.
That's really good. Yeah.
I would agree with that. I'm on the same page
You persuaded all three of us, because two of us. I agree with that, too.
All right.
Second question. Would you rather have a family member forget your birthday or you forget theirs? This one's kind of simple, but...
Can you repeat that?
Would you rather have a family member that forgets your birthday or you forget their birthday?
I would rather they forget my birthday because I would normally naturally forget theirs. So I get two with one.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Gordy, what about you?
I think I forget almost everybody's birthday, so I got that covered. I'm sorry. Yeah.
But listen, Gordy, you remembered mine. You remember my birthday.
I did?
Yeah.
I think I only remembered it because somebody told me maybe 20 seconds before I saw you coming down the hallway.
Yeah, that's...
I think I would rather have a family member forget my birthday. I couldn't forget someone else's. And then third and final question, would you rather live in a tiny home in your dream location or a mansion in a place you dislike?
Oh, tiny home.
Tiny home.
Take that. Yeah, easy. That's easy.
Okay, so very normal.
Yeah. What about you, John?
In a place where you didn't like?
Yes, a place where you dislike.
Really? You have to think this over.
Tiny home, dream location, mansion, place you dislike.
See, I'll take the mansion. Really?
I'll take the mansion. And,
why would you?
And I'll just change the neighborhood. You know, I'll play the music really loud. Eliminate a few neighbors along the way.
Wow. What about you, Don?
I think I would live in a tiny home in my dream location.
Yeah.
I think that's just...
Tiny home, easy to take care of.
Cabo. Yeah.
Just me, anyway.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's great for you guys, single guys, but, you know, for me, there isn't a chance in hell I'm going to live in a tiny home. Plus, you know, when you live in a mansion in a neighborhood you don't like, it becomes a challenge. To irritate your neighbors in some way, shape, or form. So each and every week you can come up with a new thing to bother them. You don't have to worry about your neighbors.
This also sounds like from experience, too. This is, you know.
No, no. But I've planned.
Yeah?
I've been planning.
You got a plan?
I just ended up in a good neighborhood, I think.
You did, yeah. So. It's a beautiful place, really. Let's see. It is 15 minutes past the hour. Coming up a little bit later on, we're going to talk to an author who has a novel called The Sultan of Garbage. But he did a lot of research on the garbage that floats around in the ocean and has been
the
out
big
there.
Garbage
for,
Island.
You know, we've heard about that for a long time.
Yeah.
I guess that novel. Well, we'll talk to Brian Belafonte, and he'll tell us how he came up with that.
Yes.
And then a little bit later on in our 7 o'clock hour, Liz Johnston from Serenity Pet Spa. She's got some ideas on how to keep your pets calm during the 4th of July. It really is an extended weekend, and it's not just the 4th of July. It's the 5th of July. It's the 6th of July. You know, people keep the firecrackers and the, you know, the M80s booming.
If we could just make fireworks illegal in this state, I would be very, very happy. Maybe that should be a question of the day, right?
Really? Really? Right. What? Get rid of fireworks altogether?
Yeah, home fireworks. You know, I'm done with those.
Yeah,
I'm
home just fireworks. Done with those. That's a good idea. Let's go to the phones. Catherine is on the line this morning.
Yes,
she's got something to offer. Good morning, Catherine.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, if you open another show without introducing Dominic Lee one more time, I'm going to have a fit. He is the best thing going now for you guys. This what would you rather? I am speaking for all listeners who think, oh, this is the best bit because it makes us get to know you a little more.
Really?
And the fun part is deciding how you're going to answer it because I knew you would take a tiny house, Gordy. You don't need the space. And John just totally admitted that he has a plan why his kids are still in the house. He has orchestrated this. He doesn't have to die alone. He never will die alone. His boys will be surrounding him forever.
Yep.
And you can't do it in a tiny house.
That's right.
And you're talking about alienating your neighbors. That's exactly what you did. You've done this. You live in a mansion in a great neighborhood because it was, you know, not as great until you started pissing people off.
Exactly. Exactly. You see, I have it like, you know, three different neighbors so far. And that was unintentional. I just got to figure out how I did that. Okay. Did you ever take care of the humidity problem in your home there, Catherine?
She's
gone.
She's gone.
Dad, what was the humidity problem?
Her computer apparently shut down because of... humidity. I don't know what kind of error message she got.
Weird.
it's a different one.
Mm.
You know, I never got one of those myself, but I think, you know, like my suggestion was to just, you know, take a blower and hit the fans, take the dust off the fans and the ventilation system and the one that cools the CPU and make sure that all of that stuff is cleaned off and the computer's running cooler.
Okay.
All right. That's just a, you know, just ask John Tip right there. Wow. Okay.
Oh, thank you for that. Thanks for sharing. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. A lot has changed since 1958. Some things remain constant throughout Verlo's history. They're still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, east and west. Go to verlo.com. Happy July. We're coming back with more after this.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Blind Shot Social Club. A perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's east side. Blind Shot Social Club. Open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
You're going to find incredible savings during the 4th of July sale at Verlo Mattress. We dare you to compare our American-made, locally crafted, factory direct mattresses. You see, we handcraft every Verlo mattress locally and pass the savings on to you. And every mattress we make is backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Save big when you upgrade to an adjustable base. And the more you buy, the more you save on pillows, sheets, and mattress protectors. But you'd better hurry. American-made, locally crafted. Verlo.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Honey, the TV's too loud.
What? I can't hear you over the TV.
If this sounds like your house, it's time to visit Madison Hearing Aid Center. They'll help you turn down the TV and the arguments. With technology utilizing AI and a team that actually listens, they'll have you hearing things you didn't even know you were missing.
Well, that shirt looks nice on you.
I haven't heard that in 20 years.
Visit MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Oh, yeah. July 4th coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to be celebrating. Well, it's not easy living in the USA anymore, is it?
Nope. Yep. Get ready for big 4th of July celebrations this year. Okay. It's 63 degrees, highs today in the low 80s, bright, beautiful sunshine all day long. It's going to be gorgeous.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Okay. Well, you know, everybody's talking about Trump... fragrance line of perfumes.
What? What's yeah, the well, you know, came out with this?
Now, if you really want a little tip here, okay, this is the John and Gordy tip of the day. All you have to do is program into your computer, get Trump. This is, you know, in your address bar.
Okay.
And then just put whatever you want after that, you know. Get really? Trump watches, get Trump posters,
that really
nose
work?
Rings,
yeah.
Sadomasochistic clothing.
How about toaster ovens?
Toasterovens.com. And they're there.
Yeah.
And if you go out and you get to the fragrances,
yeah.
Oh, the fragrances. They come in fight in Victory 47. You can just smell the success, can't you? Or fight and Victory 47 for women.
Oh boy.
My gosh. Wow, you just want to smell that.
I'm looking at it right now under, what is it? Get Trump Fragrances,
yes.
Fragrances.com. Yeah. They got a little statue on top of the little perfume bottles there.
They do. Who's
that supposed to be?
I think that is Trump.
Oh, that's not.
In gold.
It doesn't look like anything like him.
In gold. Well, you know, you can't.
He looks fit and trim. He looks.
Yeah. But at the same time, the gold just doesn't look like real gold.
No.
You know what I mean? It should have been real gold.
And it's got a signature on the bottle there.
This is from Truth Social. Trump tweeted this.
Okay.
Trump fragrances are here. They're called Victory 45-47 because they're all about winning, strength, and success. For men and women, get yourself a bottle, and don't forget to get one for your loved ones, too.
Well, not too early to start thinking about Christmas. You know,
yeah. Well, that's one of those practical joke gifts, right? Enjoy, have fun, and keep winning.
Keep winning.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, some of these items are already sold out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's, the cologne, the Trump for women. It says for Christmas delivery. They are already sold out.
Well, that's beautiful.
Oh, it's only $249 for this bottle of perfume.
And they're sold out?
Buy two, save $100.
Oh, my God.
And some of them are in stock.
Yeah.
Some of them are already sold out. You got to move on these things.
You really do.
You really do. Wow. Thanks for bringing that to our attention.
Well,
gift items for upcoming events.
Just in time for the 4th of July. Blow these things up.
Sure.
Spend a lot of money, blow them up.
Why not?
How can he do this?
It's outrageous. Who's
going to
stop
right?
him? Nobody's going to stop him. They haven't stopped him yet. Away we go.
All right.
The king lives.
The king lives. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, you know, everybody's, is sitting in front of their television sets just watching this. You listen to the radio and then watch your TV at the same time. We'll keep you covered on this thing, the big bad battle.
Yeah, they're still battling it out.
The Senate.
Yeah.
It's just one of the worst possible scenarios you could ever think of. This thing, if it passes, when it passes, I don't know if it passes, it's going to pass no matter what. But when it passes, it's going to be a landmark, and everybody's going to be devastated by this thing.
Hey, let's go to the phones. Mark is on the line this morning with a question or a comment.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark.
Well, everybody's not going to be devastated by this thing. The billionaires are going to be toasting once again with champagne. They can easily afford that when they take a 1 second ticks off on the clock that. It is just, and the whole Trump perfume thing is just, it's got to be cheap and tacky, just like Trump has been his entire life. it just, him merchandising this stuff like this, it just is so beyond the pale of what anything normal, any normal thing at all.
I mean,
it's just how people manage to support this kind of nonsense is just beyond me. I mean, it is just that... How people think that this is actually appropriate, that somebody's just saying them no, sir, but they're all terrified of saying no to the man. It is just, and the whole portrayal of him apparently being trim and fit on the top of this perfume bottle, that's exactly what the, just started reading a strong man by what, by Guyette, that's what it described like Hitler, and Hitler and Putin and when they're portrayed in pictures, they're portrayed as like a Superman.
Yeah,
it never ages. It's always perfect. And this figurine on top of the perfume bottles is ridiculous. It's not even close to what he looks like.
Not.
But the thing is, we're being sold this stuff, but we're actually watching a guy actually, violate the Constitution, the Emoluments Clause.
Every day.
I don't understand how any of this could be legal or why this isn't being challenged or why isn't kicked out of office just for violating the Constitution's Emoluments Clause.
Well,
I don't get it.
I mean, the man cannot read the Constitution. I mean, it galls me that the 14th Amendment says born in the United States. It doesn't give any qualifiers about the parents. It's for that individual alone being under the jurisdiction of the United States.
Right.
Now, if any baby dropped here in the United States, I mean, born in here in the United States, unless it's a child of a diplomat, it is a citizen of the United States, and it doesn't matter what the heck you think.
Thank you, Mark.
We're running out of time, Mark, but
thanks for your call. Back with more after this.
He's ours.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This heat and humidity may not be real comfortable, but it is just what the doctor ordered for our Wisconsin crops. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Anastasia Kurth is one of our regional crops and soils educators through UW Extension, and she says we were actually falling behind as far as heat units.
We've had quite a bit of heat going on, and typically, you know, heat kind of worries us in this situation, but however, this time the heat was really much needed. So we had a deficit in our growing degree days for both corn and soybean from about June 1st through about June 20th. So we were really behind, and a lot of people noted that the crops looked very small. So we needed this heat to kind of give the crops a boost and boost those growing degree days.
Anastasia Kurth, one of our regional crops and soils educators. We've got the heat now, which is good for the plants. Now, she said, the next thing we have to do, start scouting for insects. It's always something, isn't it? We'll get you up to speed on where the markets stand in overnight trade. That's next.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Well, despite the fact that we've picked up a few more degree growing units for heat, our crop conditions not necessarily responding yet. This week, the Wisconsin Ag Statistical Service says 75% of our corn's in good to excellent condition, but that's actually down a percentage point. 73% of our soybeans, good to excellent. That's unchanged. Winter wheat, 72% of that crop, good to excellent. That's down 3 percentage points. Oats, 85% good to excellent, also down 2 percentage points in ratings. Let's talk about the markets in overnight electronic trade. Getting rolling on a Tuesday morning. Right now, Dow Jones Industrial Average a little lower. Our December new crop corn is down 6 at 420. November new crop soybeans currently down 8 at 1019. And July new crop wheat currently unchanged at 528. On Monday, barrel cheese was up 3 cents at 169.5. Big move on 40-pound block cheese, up a dime at 172, while AA butter gained 3.75 cents to 260 a pound. This morning, the August Class 3 milk that goes into cheese, up 4 at 1874. September closed 38 cents stronger at 1919 a hundredweight. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand rolling into a Tuesday trade session. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low to mid 80s this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear will drop to the mid 60s. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It's National Handshake Day, but I find the idea that you just meet someone and you're holding a body part of theirs kind of odd. Hello, stranger. I'd like to squeeze your hand. Let's have an intimate act here. I have no idea where it's been or how you choose to use your hand in your spare time, but I'd like to hold it for a while. Unless it's a friend. Look, I don't know why we have to touch each other when we barely know each other.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
On the next show, what happens if 20 million people lose their health insurance? Kristen Krall from Fair Share America joins Maggie to talk about the Stop the Billionaire Giveaway bus tour.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. Until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Oh, we've got so much of that stuff coming up in just a few moments.
Ooh, yes.
It's scary.
The idiocracy never ends. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They have a beautiful facility there. Fast and flexible appointments. They are family-owned. Jim and Sarah will take care of you. They are helping people change their lives. Their goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Check them out at MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. You can take a free hearing test right online there and then set up an appointment. Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison.
Yep. Jim and Sarah have made it a lot easier for me to hear you guys.
Yeah. Really? Yeah,
as you tried to instruct me in what to do next.
That's good.
I don't know. No, that isn't that, good.
Not sure you... You got to tweak those hearing aids a little bit every once in a while. Yeah, make sure really... they're working okay.
What? All right.
Okay.
Let's get to idiocracy here. Our first one is all about the pardons. Trump pardons and Biden pardons. Well, you know, what's the difference between the two?
Right. What is the difference?
There is a difference. Did you know that? There is a difference. And what we're going to hear
a pardon from, is a pardon. What?
From Liz Oyer. Who's she, right? Former pardon attorney, Department of Justice. Now, I think she knows what she's talking about. This is a web wisdom, and let's listen to the differences between Trump pardons and Biden pardons.
Okay.
Every time I talk about Donald Trump's pardons, some of you ask me, what about Biden's pardons? So let's discuss. I'm Liz Oyer, the former pardon attorney for the Department of Justice. To understand the differences between Trump's pardons and Biden's, there are some basic things you need to know about the president's constitutional clemency power. Clemency is a broad term that actually encompasses two different things, pardons and commutations. A pardon wipes your slate clean. It forgives your conviction and it erases all of the penalties from it. A commutation just reduces your sentence. It does not forgive your conviction. Most of the clemencies that Biden granted were commutations. Most of the clemencies that Trump has granted are full pardons. In total, Trump has granted over 1,500 full pardons since January. Biden granted only 80 full pardons in 4 years. Yes, some of Biden's pardons went to his family members, and that is a shame. That is a legitimate criticism for the history books. That does not excuse or justify what our current president is doing right now with the pardon power. Trump's pardons have cost taxpayers over $1.3 billion and counting. Whoa. Trump and his inner circle are profiting off the pardon power by accepting donations and political favors in exchange for pardons. I know some of you are looking for an accounting of Biden's pardons. Yeah. Court records show that Biden's pardon recipients owed collectively about $700,000 in financial penalties. Most of them had paid off those debts before they received pardons. That's how the pardon process is supposed to work. But Donald Trump has turned it on its head, and we, the citizens, are literally paying the price.
Not bad, huh?
Wow.
So now you know the difference, and boy, is there a difference.
Big difference.
Trump gets paid for the pardons.
And he had 1,500 of them, more than 1,500 of them since January.
Quite unbelievable.
A lot of those were January 6th participants.
I want to thank Liz Oyer, the former pardon attorney for the Department of Justice, for filling us in.
Yeah.
A lot of us didn't know that. I didn't know half of that stuff. But, wow, there are the ins and outs. And we can see somebody who's taken advantage of that system.
Woo. 1,500 pardons. I wonder if he used the automatic pen to do some of those, you know?
He actually has done that.
Yeah, of course he has.
A lot. The auto pen.
The auto pen.
Trump has used the auto pen.
Yeah.
But no one else can use it. It just goes without saying.
Yeah.
All right. I remember the anonymous author who did a book about the Trump administration.
Hmm.
He delivered a warning about the threat that Trump posed because of his erratic behavior. Well, the author was later revealed to be Miles Taylor, chief of staff for Homeland Security. Huh. Trump called him a traitor and issued a presidential memorandum directing a federal review of private citizens for criticizing him.
Really?
Oh, God.
Wow.
Nothing wrong there. So I have Miles Taylor here, and he's going to describe this moment of clarity. Let's listen to this.
An idiot. He's just an idiot. When Donald Trump was president, I remember crossing that threshold into the Oval Office. And not only was this guy not bringing his A game, he didn't have a game. He was winging it.
Miles Taylor and his Homeland Security Secretary, Kirstjen Nielsen, worked for former President Trump in his administration. Trump once called Secretary Nielsen with a unique solution to stop migrants crossing the border with Mexico.
And she puts the president on speakerphone, and he says that down at the border, he wants to explore what it would take to build a moat. And he goes off on this tangent talking about how we should actually get snakes and alligators and fill this 2,000-mile moat on the border with reptilian creatures so that if someone falls into the moat, they're facing the threat of snakes and alligators. I mean, we're just laughing. You can't make this shit up.
What are you thinking when the president of the United States is enunciating this idea?
I'm a lifelong conservative. I am more Republican than Donald Trump. He is not a conservative. But putting politics aside, engaging with the man, you realize he's an idiot.
Trump has denied knowing Taylor and said he should be prosecuted.
Oh, he's an idiot.
Well, that's his assessment.
That's bottom line, he didn't have to write a book to tell us that. But anyway, that's all part of Idiocracy this morning. I have another one here. This is unbelievable. Trump, of course, wants Cole to be king again. I don't know why. But what about the people who have risked everything to get that out of the earth?
Right.
A CNN investigation revealed how the Trump administration and Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency have slashed protections for vulnerable coal miners. So all the regulations that protect coal miners in the mines, gone.
Wow.
Thanks to Doge. And that's how they want to reward those people extracting coal from the ground.
I thought he was all about a good clean coal and, you know, really promoting that industry a lot. But how's that going to go over?
It's not going to go over. No, it's not going to go over. And now they don't have any protections. So, you know, if there's a collapse of a coal mine someplace,
they're screwed.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Guess so.
You can thank Doge for that one.
Oh.
That's money saving right there.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
Now, I got something here now. This is in Wisconsin, and I'm having a hard time believing this, but this is real. This is Wisconsin has added soundproof meditation booths on the interstate at the rest stops. Now, I haven't experienced this myself.
Really? Really?
But I might just take a ride on the interstate someday.
Just to go into a meditation booth?
Yeah, just go into a pod of some sort. Oh, my gosh.
Really? Really? What's going on?
Some guy
there?
Went down the wrong way on somebody Fairchild turned... and then turned onto State Street. Well.
Good luck to them.
It's a double whammy.
Only happens in Idiocracy, you know.
Yeah, boy. During Idiocracy.
I guess so.
Anyway, these pods on the interstate now, equipped with 10-minute guided audio sessions aimed to reduce driver stress and promote safer roads. Early feedback from travelers highlights a significantly calmer experience at these stops. Users step inside, close the door, and select a 10-minute guided audio session via a touchscreen interface. The recordings, developed with input from wellness experts, focus on breathing, exercises, and mindfulness techniques that alleviate stress.
I wonder where the nearest one is to our location here on the interstate.
Good question.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to check those out. Or maybe we should send Dom out there and, you know.
I would love to.
Yeah, give us a call from one and experience it.
Talk to a
go
few
remote,
people.
You know?
Yeah.
there is one problem. And that is maintenance of the booths, ensuring cleanliness and functionality.
Well, cleanliness.
That poses a logistical challenge for the DOT. Had they known that they were going to have meditation booths on the interstate at rest stops, they might have rethought this, I think. No.
Oh. So let me get this straight. People go into the meditation booth just for, 10 minutes or so and relax, 10, 20 minutes?
Yes, 10 minutes.
Do they pay for that, or is it free?
It's free. Yeah.
And they just shut the door.
Close the door, and you experience 10 minutes of relaxation. Mm. Yeah. Of course, you can pick your relaxation audio, whatever that might be.
Yeah.
It looks like they're really trying to support research on stress and driving.
Is that right?
That's their goal in this.
Where are you seeing this?
It's on Google.
You looked it up.
Google.com.
Looked it up.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's real. They're doing this.
Wow.
Okay, now one more thing, and it's the secret world of women. Every once in a while, I come across another thing that women knew but guys didn't, okay? And I brought this up to Anne, and she just freaked out, because I was making a big deal about it. It's called tankinis. What? Anybody know what a tankini is? Have you heard of a tankini?
I've never heard of a tankini.
I never did either, but oh my gosh. Oh yeah. Yeah. We had those a long time ago. But really, a tankini? I went through that whole decade and I didn't know they existed. A tankini has gotten a revamp in 2025, the story goes, with popular retailers marketing these tummy covering two piece outfits for shoppers that don't want a one piece and want to relive their summers when they were in seventh grade. I don't know. This is what the article says.
It's
a two-piece, but it covers your stomach.
Okay. Really?
But it doesn't, it's not attached, though. It's not a one-piece. It's a two-piece, but, it has a flap over your stomach.
Okay.
Bulletproof? I don't know. Anyway, it says here that these upgraded tankinis offer refreshed color palettes and not so boxy design. One TikToker mused, "I don't know if the modesty propaganda is working on me or if they're actually just making cute tankinis this year."
Tankinis.
That's a tankini. Could you? I want you to play this. Could you play it for me? We got time for this. Let's do learn.
It. Okay.
The TikToker.
All right.
If you want to wear a tankini this summer, then wear the tankini. They're cute. And honestly, you can serve an entire look with the tankini. Will I be rocking a tankini this summer? Probably not. But if you want to wear one, I fully support you. I know this whole conversation about tankinis and the rise of conservatism and how our bathing suits are becoming more conservative. And that's what's becoming more popular now. When it comes to things that make you feel comfortable and make you feel confident about your yourself, then do the thing that makes you happy. You want to dress more conservative and you want to wear a tankini, that is fine. At the end of the day.
Okay, it's fine, you know, but these tankinis, I didn't know anything about them.
Never heard of them.
And Ann just made fun of me for not knowing that.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll see them out at the beaches or maybe here and there. So. Look for those tankinis. Okay. We're coming back, and we'll be talking with Brian Belafonte, the author of The Sultan of Garbage, next on John and Gordy.
Working in a coal mine. Lord, I'm so tired.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Distinguished television journalist Bill Moyers died June 26th at age 91. In his long career, he earned 30 Emmy Awards, served as President Lyndon Johnson's press secretary, and was a stalwart voice for democracy and democracy reform. On Being a Reporter, Moyers told a Chautauqua Institution audience in 2016, "I was hooked, and in one way or another, I've continued to engage the issues of money and power, equality and democracy over a lifetime spent at the intersection between politics and journalism." From 1964 to 1967, he served as Johnson's press secretary during the passage of the Civil Rights Act and Voting Rights Act. He was instrumental in the creation of public broadcasting, where he later reported for almost a decade. He wrote scores of commentaries for CBS and NBC and produced 70 documentaries for PBS. Democracy and democracy reform appears frequently in Moyers' work, including his Moyers on Democracy podcast and a companion book of speeches. When Moyers retired in 2017, he wrote, "Please remain vigilant and engaged as citizens in the civic and political life of your community and our country. Democracy is fragile, and no one can say with certainty that it can withstand the manifold risks to which it is now exposed." We've linked to his farewell essay and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
WMDX 92.7. It's John Peterson, Gordy Young in the morning.
Beautiful sunshine today for this first day of July. Right now, 63 degrees, highs in the low 80s today. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. A lot has changed since 1958, but some things have remained constant throughout Verlo's history. They're still direct to consumer, and they still provide superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, east side and west side. Go to verlo.com for more information. All right. Time for us to welcome into the show Brian Belafant. Good morning, Brian. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, yes.
So you wrote this book called The Sultan of Garbage.
That's right. The garbage island that we have out in the Pacific.
That was some sort of inspiration for the title of this book.
That's right.
So this is a novel, I take it, right?
Well, it's actually a very short novel or a novella, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's fiction story.
Now, one of the things, I think your background has a lot to do with the inspiration for this particular novella. So tell us about a little bit about your background. You're a photographer and you really make enticing pictures for the public.
Well, actually, it's actually more connected to, I worked in advertising. I started out as a copywriter and I just had this really kind of amazing trajectory of my career. And I ended up being, got to the point where I was making Super Bowl commercials. So it was kind of the big leagues.
Wow.
And yeah. I had this realization that I was helping to sort of help create and perpetuate a culture of consumption and waste.
Mm-hmm.
And the book kind of serves as a form of, I don't want to say penance, but an examination, really.
Right. And you said in your bio here that you pushed Pepsi, Nissan, Taco Bell, Toyota, and Frito-Lay. Of course, there's a lot of packaging in that. End up in the ocean, in the Pacific,
yeah,
on a giant island. So this is your way of, telling that story in this novella, correct?
Sort of, yeah. I mean, it's basically the hero of the story is a very limited version of me, I suppose, a guy who makes his living helping he photographs packages and products. Mm-hmm. And he comes to realize that, it's driven by his personal life is falling apart. He's got a girlfriend who doesn't appreciate him and friends who want to take advantage of him. Comes into money and something tells him that as a photographer, it would be cool to go out and photograph this island of garbage. And that's the starting point.
So, Brian, have you actually done that? I mean, did you go out and check out the Great Pacific Garbage Patch? I guess that's what they call it. Did you do some investigation into that or take photos?
I did some investigation, and it is not the way it appears in the book. It's worse. It's not something that you can – we have this picture in our minds that this island is actually an island where you can, climb onto it like it's land and mm-hmm. – refrigerators and used tires and stuff. And it's really more, it's where the plastic goes to, I don't want to say die because it takes a long time to die, but in the oceans, and this is all of the oceans, the currents, the way they swirl, this stuff sort of congeals. And the worst part of it is, I read a statistic that 70% of the crap that goes into the ocean actually sinks. So we're only seeing, when you see any of it, you're seeing less than a third.
Well, it's like a glacier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So how did that become central to your story? How do you work that in?
Well, in the story, it works as a metaphor for the guy's life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny when, the thing that people ask me a lot is about the research that went into the book. And I feel a little bit guilty because the research about the character and the profession and all the stuff that goes into making these images and these messages, that comes from my personal experience. So I didn't have to do much research. I did that stuff. But the stuff about the island of garbage and recycling and waste, mostly I said to myself, what would be the worst case scenario? I wrote it down and then I went back and I looked it up. And a lot of times I wasn't even close.
Wow. Well, we're all experiencing microplastics in our brain now. So, this is a perfect time for us to talk about that island.
you're absolutely right. In the story and in my mind, it's the big pieces that, because they're big.
Yeah.
You think of lions because they're, big and scary, but there are a lot of other creatures that can be dangerous. The microplastics are, I think, a lot more of a problem than the used refrigerator that ends up in the river or whatever. They do get into our brains. They're in our water supplies. And we don't know yet just how bad they are, but we get a sense that they're pretty bad.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have another book. I was just kind of curious about this. You say, Spouse Hunting, Using the Rules of Real Estate to Find the Love of Your Life. And in parentheses, spoiler alert, it works.
What?
Yeah. And yeah. Kudos to you for digging that up. Yeah. Okay, so let's start with, when I started...
Wait, we have 1 minute.
We only have about a minute left, so...
Yeah, the book works. I met somebody.
Okay, right. Just believe it. Pick up the book and do what you're actually advising them to do.
So that one's called Spouse Hunting.
It's a how-to.
Using the Rules of Real Estate. The book that we were talking about, Sultan of Garbage, Brian Belafonte. Thank you for joining us today.
Bringing us to that island in the ocean.
Thank you. And if anybody wants to check me out, I'm at Belafonte.com.
Very good.
B-E-L-E-F-A-N-T.
All right.
Very good. Thank you, Brian. Coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, a little bit later on, we'll talk to Liz Johnston about keeping your pets safe and calm during the 4th of July weekend. That's coming up later on John and Gordy in the Morning. They slip away. Dying all
the time. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate is still making its way through amendments to the big budget bill President Trump once passed. Republican leaders searching for ways to secure more support for the package of massive tax breaks and huge cuts to Medicaid. Family members of the man accused of killing two Idaho firefighters, 20-year-old Wes Rowley, had wanted to be a firefighter himself, they say. ABC's Jim Ryan has more on what we're learning about the ambush.
Evidence suggests that Rowley used a flint to spark a blaze and draw firefighters onto Canfield Mountain. Rowley eventually killed himself, and Kootenai County Sheriff Bob Norris says,
"We have not been able to find any manifesto."
Rowley's landlord tells the AP that it wasn't ideology, but mental illness that drove the 20-year-old to commit a murder-suicide.
Brian Koberger, the man accused of killing four University of Idaho students in 2022, has agreed to take a plea deal and is expected in court tomorrow, where a guilty plea will be entered. His trial was set to begin in just a few weeks. This is ABC News.